Nahum, Chapter 1. The Burden of Nineveh, the Book of the Vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. A jealous and avenging God is Jehovah. An avenger is Jehovah, and full of fury. Jehovah taketh vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Jehovah is slow to anger and great in power, and doth not at all clear the guilty. Jehovah, his way is in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake before him, and the hills melt, and the earth is upheaved at his presence, and the world and all that dwell therein. Who shall stand before his indignation? And who shall abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken asunder by him. Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make a full end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do ye imagine against Jehovah? He will make a full end. Trouble shall not rise up the second time. Though they be tangled together as thorns, and be as drenched from their drink, they shall be devoured as dry stubble completely. Out of thee is gone forth one that imagineth evil against Jehovah, a wicked counsellor. Thus saith Jehovah, though they be complete in number, and many as they be, even so shall they be cut down, and he shall pass away. And though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. And now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds asunder. And Jehovah hath given commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of thy God will I cut off the graven image, and the molten image. I will prepare thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him that bringeth glad tidings, that publisheth peace. Celebrate thy feasts, Judah, perform thy vows, for the wicked one shall no more pass through thee, he is utterly cut off.